Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neal and Crystal Makers Psyche Hour. Well, today we are probably going to have a chance to talk. And who knows what the discussion will be about, because we have not discussed what we're going to discuss. We do have a caller that is waiting in the queue, but first we want to invite callers and listeners, as always, to join us on our social media, Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neal and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I feel like I'm sitting with a cricket here. You're 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And hopefully you've warmed up. Yeah. We have a caller, 780 area code. Let's bring that caller on. Hi.
Hey, morning to you. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Oh, Jay, hi. You know, it's weird. I thought about you about a week ago.
That happens, you know? You know what? It happens.
Well, it happens. It happens before you called, so.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm like, I don't even question it anymore, actually. I don't question it anymore. Just like, it's side of phone you. It's like, okay.
So give us your birth date again, please.
Sure, March 24th, 1964. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. 19. I remembered you were 2911 too, but I didn't remember your birthday. Okay. What's going on?
Right now I think I got some health issues, but I can't determine what it is, so it's kind of weird. So.
Okay.
I think the reason why I say that is like all my blood tests came back and they were fine. So it's like, what else could it be? So.
Have you been having symptoms for, I don't know, more than 6 months or less than 6 months?
Yeah, less than 6 months. It's just a loss of weight and. Lots of weight, and just I have a always feel hungry all the time. So, yeah.
Well, and there's no diabetes or anything. Sometimes or diabetes makes you have an appetite and weight loss.
Well, you had blood tests done and nothing came out. Did you have any other doctor intervention? Any other tests run?
No, I just got one test done, so I'm looking at maybe doing a live blood test, see what that's like. So, but
You only did one test. What did they test for?
Well, they test for pretty well everything I can think of. What they were telling me.
Oh,
so.
Well, you said they did one test. So, what were?
Oh,
that was what
you
were asking. Okay. So the panel—that's what he was asking. So the it was a panel of tests. That was comprehensive testing for all kinds of different things. Thyroid problems. Oh, the thyroid, that's what I was thinking.
You know,
my brain. But thyroid usually has to do with weight loss and hunger. Then they checked your thyroid? Diabetes.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, Jay, we cannot give medical advice or information, but what we can do, we can give a psychic viewpoint about things. So I want to preface this with the fact we're not giving medical advice. Psychically, I'm picking up depression. and I don't know if depression runs in your family, but there could be, depression can affect our bodies, obviously, and mm-hmm. they can affect our appetite, our weight. Fear can affect our bodies. Anxiety can affect our bodies. The complicated system of how everything works internally due to emotion is pretty remarkable. So do you detect on any level without, I mean, on any level, any sense of anxiety, depression?
I'm not sure about that. I have to investigate it maybe through meditation or something like that. So, yeah, something to question about, though.
Did your parents have any, did your father or mother have any bouts of depression or anxiety?
Yep. Yeah, they have.
So it could be, there could be a genetic kind of energy field that's running through your body, and that could be contributing to your sense that something, you're sick or something's wrong, you don't know what it is. So there could be something. To what degree did your parents have anxiety or depression?
Probably, I would say, medications.
Oh, so they were medicated for it, huh?
Yeah.
Both of them? Both or just one?
Just one.
On which side?
My mother's side.
But you are into, like, aren't you into yoga and
yeah, other stuff, natural stuff, yeah.
More natural, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not, but you don't have any, you don't have any, because in the past when you've called, as my memory serves, you've had some issues with your family and there's been distance and separation. You felt ostracized. Are any of those issues current right now?
Well, my mother has passed, and my relationship with my father is okay, and I don't have a relationship with my sister right now. So,
why don't? Did you have a good relationship with your mother?
It was fine up till the end, and it fell apart.
And well, how old were you when she passed?
Pardon me?
How old were you when your mother crossed?
How old was I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was 2 years ago. So, 54?
Wasn't there something about they weren't letting you into the hospital room or something with your mother when she was dying, and they excluded you? Am I remembering correctly, or am I inventing this in my mind?
Well, you have a very good memory. I know I just, I was basically, how would you say it? Mother didn't want any help. There's no communications in her family what to do, so.
Well, you know, Jay, there could be something flowing through the narrative of your life that has to do with maybe root systems of depression, anxiety, life achievements, your current mindset about your life as it stands at this moment, maybe outlooks into the future. There may be some attitude of dissatisfaction. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. You don't have this. Those things may be contributing to the panel board of what is medically also going on. But these may be contributing factors. It seems to me, and you can take this into a private region, that there's something you're supposed to do on this planet that you haven't done yet. I don't know if it's artistic, like writing a book. There's something that hasn't, that's in your life plan that I feel you're kind of currently conscious of that you haven't done. So there's either a system of procrastination or reluctance. I'm not sure what that part is, but that might be some contributing factors. Is there anything, if you were to be taken off the planet today, is there anything you haven't done that you still feel you should do?
I don't know. It's a good question. So you would probably write that book that I haven't written or started or finished.
What would be the subject matter? Or you started a book? You've already started a book?
I started a book. I haven't done anything with it. So.
Well, what?
That's what I thought it was. That's, book.
You did say book. So what? And 504 caller, we'll be getting to you shortly. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Oh, one of them is about poetry, and one was a storyline. So.
What kind of storyline?
Well, it was a book about drumming. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what, Jay? In addition to whatever's medically going on, I mean, personally, I don't think anything serious medically is going on, but I think that what's contributing to your state, your homeostasis, your basic body functioning right now, and your attitude and your health, has to do with depression, procrastination, a little bit of heredity, and I firmly advise you to finish the book of poetry and to get this book of drumming done. Whatever psychological demons you have, throw them away. Because I have more fear about you not accomplishing that than any kind of medical report. Now, I may be wrong, but this is a psychic impression. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But this is the way I feel at the moment.
Okay.
No, your poetry is rooted to a past life. Your brain and your energy are rooted to a past life scenario. So if you have a body of poems that you want to do, they're just not coming from this lifetime. You're gathering a journal of energies and putting it into a poetic form that has to do with accomplishing your and resolving your energy on the planet. It's much deeper than you may think. And the drumming has to do with the attitude of your heartbeat throughout every lifetime, which is part of your heartbeat in this lifetime, only part of your heartbeat. Your heartbeat in this lifetime is a graduation of other heartbeats.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking, exploring a different things that are contributing what's going on right now. So I'm just looking to get some other sources. So,
are you continuing with medical? I mean, what other medical tests can you even do if you've done a complete panel? I mean, obviously there are other tests
that
but
yeah,
I mean,
live blood test would be the next one.
I'm sorry.
Live blood test. Live blood test.
Oh, live blood test. So that. And what is that test for? I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you have someone who's actually skilled looks at the blood cells underneath the microscope to see what's going on.
Oh, so that's more in-depth. Yeah. You're single, right?
Oh, yes.
What is your source of income, maybe?
Use coffee.
Yeah, I'm still employed right now, so.
With the coffee machine.
Coffee
thing.
Company, yeah.
Well, that's rooted basically with migrant, with farm work, with the growth of the energy, with the cultivation of
Except
the coffee bean.
But he's been more in the machinery.
I know, but he's still.
Yeah.
Without that, he wouldn't. The machine is
right.
Just
I understand that.
So there's something going on there. If I were you, I probably would start to look at any anything regarding an interest in Mexico, just, I don't care if you just for entertainment purpose, look at the history of coffee in Mexico, or maybe Colombia, but Mexico is what I'm getting right now. And I don't know what's there, but I think he had a past life there.
Okay. So what does Mexico have to do with things, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What does that have to do with?
Well, that's a source where that's where coffee is grown.
Coffee's grown
in Mexico.
Coffee's grown
okay.
there, Jay, and I feel that you had a past life in Mexico. I don't get into
okay,
anything.
I see what you're... Yeah,
so
I understand.
Sensing you had a past life there.
Okay, Jay. Well, I'm sorry that, you know, wasn't more, you know, when you're...
No, it's okay.
Medical
issues.
So
give me insight of what to look into, though.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, take care of your health, and thanks so much for the reading, the mini reading and insight, and take care of your health and be safe, both of you.
You too.
Thanks,
Thank
Neil.
You.
Bye.
Thanks, Kristen.
Okay.
Much love. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hello.
Oh.
504.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and also gigantic hugs to your last caller. So he seems like he needs a big hug, and so do we all. But hi, my name is Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. We're doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm calling specifically about a really icky situation. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Very
okay,
clearly.
Good. All right. I've got headsets. Anyway, that's at work, that I came into it where it was hostile and I, after almost 2 years, worked through it and became a really nice, flourishing, positive, cohesive environment for about 3 years. And I hope that I had something to do with it. I believe I do. Then now, since the, especially since COVID, we had a shutdown. Because of we have several businesses and I work in an office. We had a shutdown, but they've employed that one person because of a situation manipulated by someone who's similarly in charge. Long story short, I want to know what my future is there because it is really bad now. I mean, it's backstabbing, but it's just at me because I guess because I turned it back around to positive, and now it's not anymore because of the situation. And I just want to look toward, is there hope for me for any positive happiness there? Because it's miserable. I mean, though I'm off, and I'm glad. Sorry. I hope everybody gets healthy and all the nubules come off of the coronavirus, little nubies, and nobody else gets sick from it. But I'm kind of glad being away from that. And I just want to know, have some hope that it's going to, that I can be able to deal with that because I can't deal with it the way it is now.
So you say that you have you work in an office.
I do.
But you have several locations that
the office is that takes care of several businesses within that same area.
Is it retail business?
No, it's not. It's bar and restaurant.
Oh, well, we're kind of in the same. But bar and restaurant. It is retail. I mean, it's not retail in terms of selling clothing. You're selling. It's sales.
Not by
so,
taxes, right? Well, it has this category. But whatever.
Yeah,
yes, you're right. There's people and things get sold. You're right.
Okay. So, and you're in the office.
I am in the office.
What's your location, Kelly?
New Orleans.
New York. Okay.
And New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Not New York.
I thought you said New York. New Orleans.
No.
Okay. It was just the sound from, we didn't get the last word. So New Orleans, there's quite a restaurant scene there too.
But that's not the point. The point being is that the toxicity in the office, that the control is the need for control from that person is and trying to oust me out. Long story short, without sounding wussy, that's what's happening.
Yeah, well, we're getting to that, Kelly. Can we get your birthday?
10/22/64.
Hmm. Same year as the J.
Yeah.
As J?
Yeah.
But she's a 25-7.
Yeah.
Jay's the
Jay
caller.
Was our former caller that you want to give a hug to.
Oh, I didn't hear his name. I'm sorry. Well, be back, see, 1964. Yay.
Yeah, I see. And he does coffee. He's in the food and beverage.
Sort of.
So,
he's in the manufacturing end.
Well, that still relates
related.
To that.
Right, exactly.
But I will say, I want to ask you two questions.
To restaurants.
I want to ask you two questions. And then Kristen's going to do a read. But my first question, just say yes or no. Did you go to college?
Yes.
Because that your voice and your energy tells me you did. Did you,
yes.
Just yes or no, did you at least get a undergraduate degree?
Yes.
And did you have any problems with your mother growing up?
No.
No problems there. Did you have any problems with your father?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the idea about the school, because your voice tells me you got a degree, maybe in business. I'm not sure what your degree in. I'm not guessing about you getting a degree. I'm guessing about what it was in. That, but the fact that you went to school via voice, and the fact that this crisis at your work is rooted to the kind of genetic energy field that you came in with, whereby you also initially had conflict with father, the person at your work, it feels like she's a female. This is a female.
Well, yeah,
that is correct.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that in the past life connection, this female has a past life connection to you on a male-based energy. Maybe. But I feel that the conflict you're having with the female at work is rooted to the conflict you had with your father, which is rooted to some kind of karma from a past life that has now leaped forward into this time zone. My current estimation is that the person you're having problems with at work is going to be leaving anyway.
Kelly, do you happen to have the birth date? I know she sounds unsure here, but do you have the birth date of the person in question?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's July, but I don't remember what date, and certainly don't know the year.
That's interesting, because if she's born in July, you're a 7 by master number, and that's
right.
So that's her month. So there's already a correlation between your birth dates in terms of the same number system going on. So that signifies karmic relationship, which Neil was explaining that this is. And by your month, go ahead.
No, it's mid-July that I could tell you. That I don't remember the date, 16th.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. If it's July, you're a 7. And so she's born in the 7th month. By your month and day, 10/22, that signifies a problem in your family because of it's on the what's called the karmic side of the birth date. So you've got a 0. 22 is a multiple of 11. 11s typically have problems. So you had a problem with your father, and that makes sense. Also, you've got an 11 in your year, 1964. And an 11 is a 2, essentially. You've got two 2s on in the day of your birth, and you're having problems with this relationship. So that's what's coming up. Neil thinks she's going to be leaving. How long has she worked there, this woman?
6 years.
And you've been there how long?
I've been there off and on. This last time, 5. And then, because the owner keeps asking me to come back, one reason this time was the owner asked me to come back because she says she was concerned about somebody trying to take control, and guess who's now in control? but not because the owner wants it, because she's now kind of somewhat sick. She doesn't want it, but her nephew, who she's allowing to take over, there's a bonding there, to say the least. So, I mean, you know, nothing naughty, just meaning that there's a submissive thing from him to her. So he, you know, here he is my age, and yet he listens to a 33. She is 33. So I feel like I'm giving so much information. I'm so sorry, because I don't really want anybody to. Well, anyway, whatever. But just, the point being is,
I'm sure
is that
no one probably is listening from your place of work.
Okay. Well, good. I hope not, because I mean, I don't want to cause anything worse. But these are the facts, and people have seen it. People can feel the thickness in the air, and I fixed it before, and I don't see it being fixed now, because now she's literally turning, and this sounds so paranoid. But unless you were there, you would see this isn't foolishness, turning so many people against me, and I didn't even know it. And I turn around, and they're like little vipers. Like, whoa, where'd that come from? Because
you
of it,
said,
you know, that's, yeah.
I'm sorry. You said she's 34 years old?
33.
I'm sorry, 33, but she's going to be 34. So that means she's born in 1986. So
yes.
We have a month and a year.
Yes. Yeah, I just remembered it. Yes, I'm slow, yes. But you know.
No. And you were brought back. You were brought back after leaving. So she was there essentially, even though you're a longer term employee because of your history working there. She was there prior to your last return. So she'd been there a year already.
Correct. And she was doing something a little bit more menial, and then got up to the office and for about a year, and then that's when they asked me to come. And of course, the obvious reasons of resentment and blah blah blah, that's obvious, but it's so severe now. It's I turned it around, it was great, and then now it's just turned to so toxic. And the thing about it is, nobody really knows, but it's because it's at me, you know what I mean? It's not like she's attacking anybody else, and it's so passive aggressive of the insidious poison that's being injected, and it's hard to watch, and a lot of bad things are happening.
She obviously feels threatened by you.
She's afraid of me.
Yeah.
She's definitely, I mean, not just threatened, but I think she's afraid. She comes in the room already apologizing, but then, you know what I mean? It's just like, why are you apologizing? But yeah, no, obviously, and there's no reason, because this is who I am. I'm kind. I'm trying, always trying to choose the right words, the right way to deal with people in a kind and gentle way, but getting points across if need be. So it's not like I'm somebody who's ugly to people. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm an aggressive poop head. I've always been
Kelly,
a true, kind person.
Kelly, so let me ask a couple questions.
Yeah.
Your father, did he ever target you? Did he ever?
No.
He targeted you.
No.
See, so
no.
We're going on this theory that you came into the planet with some form of being targeted, first with father. Now it's moved over to this woman. I think this woman's a past life tribal person. You know, maybe it was a parent or something. The other thing is that...
I wasn't targeted, though. Would you ask me if he was... I was never targeted.
The
so
father,
no, I was not targeted by my father.
Not targeted by father.
You weren't targeted by father?
I was not targeted by father, no.
What was the nature of the relationship of your father, the difficulty in the relationship with your father?
I have unquestionable belief that I was here to protect my mother.
So he was abusive to your mother?
Yes.
No, he was targeting you because... If he's abusive to your mother and you're protecting your mother, you get in the line of his abuse. No matter what you think, you're standing in the way of his spears by protecting her.
Aside from that, I mean, she's being targeted because the mother obviously is in the role of protector. So he's threatening your very well-being in life, you know, growing up. That's targeting
inadvertently,
you.
Inadvertently, you're being targeted. If you protect your mother, then you're in the line of his attack. It doesn't matter if he's not mad at you. You're protecting your mother, so you inadvertently go into the line of attack. when I said that she may be leaving, you had a big span of silence. Do you believe that she wouldn't leave? Is there a reason why she wouldn't leave? Is that not possible?
I'm sorry. See, I'm stepping on your words. No, I just wanted to make sure I didn't step on your words. That's all. I was just listening for your next. That was it.
That's fine. I don't, you know, she's problematic. Now, she's causing problems. And she's apparently setting people against you. So in your analysis, why doesn't she like you? Don't say, I don't know. Just give me an answer. Give me any kind of answer you can. Why doesn't she like you?
I think we already established that. She's affected by me because she's, A, afraid and intimidated.
No, but why? But why? Why is she afraid of me? I mean, are you outspoken at work? You see, there's got to be a reason. I'm not asking for the emotional attitude. I'm asking for more specifically why. There's got to be something you did or something.
I have an idea, but I don't know. Can I share that? Before you answer, Kelly, I perhaps because she's valued, she's obviously a valued employee. She's been brought back into the organization by the main or the owners or whoever's in charge, Kelly herself. I think threatens this person, but I don't know.
But if you use that as a statement, then anyone being brought back in can be threatening to her. There's something about Kelly Kelly's energy.
Probably her personality.
And I don't know if it's personality, or you're outspoken, or you have ideas, or you're conflicted with her. Kelly, what can you pinpoint that might have occurred?
That's why I called. That's why I called, because I'm smart and I am honestly outspoken. Yes. But I mean, the reason why is I called is because I've tried everything in regards to changing, you know, psychological, I don't want to say games, I don't like the word games, but psychological techniques but honest, I mean, not manipulative.
Right.
To say what could work and what could work and what could work, but it wasn't that it would never. It's not gonna. I could produce gold bricks out of my ears, and it won't matter anymore. So, I don't know what to do. And is there hope?
Kelly, can you give us an incident between you and her where you feel she might have gotten irritated with you?
She doesn't show emotion to me. She does talk to other people. She won't.
She doesn't show anything to me.
She goes behind my back. So yeah.
She withdraws from interacting with you. So that's an example of the conflict. That's the only example of conflict you can give, is that she withdraws from interacting.
Okay. So what kind of interactions have you had with her? Did you ever discuss anything with her? Did you talk about work, the work environment with her?
Yeah.
And during that course, did you find yourself disagreeing with her? Was there any sort of subtle conflict in your conversation with her?
She closes up, pierces up, and I even ask, are you not going to respond? I mean, can you at least have an exchange? These are my concerns. I'd like to know. And so she would say, well, I don't, you know, I know you want me to respond, but I have to process this. And 5 years later, she, you know, conversations even 5 years ago, she'll never respond to me.
Yeah. So we know she's born in seven. She's born the seventh month in 1986. She's got
My feeling is that she has now. Where you had an issue with your father, she has an
issue
with
her
mother. And somehow...
No, it's father. She had an issue with her father, not mother. Huh. Well, mother, yes, I'm sure. He probably has an issue with everybody, but it's the father thing. We have kind of like a bad father club there in the office. It's kind of funny. But most,
yes. That's where the mix-up is coming from. It's unfortunately the knot in the knot here is in regard to both of you on a tribal level having a similar issue with a family conflict, and it's being incorporated in your current interaction with her. So it doesn't matter. Things you say may trigger her father image. Things you say may trigger her mother image. There's nothing you can do about it because it's too blended into your personality. When you're trying to see, you're saying, well, you're not saying anything. You're not saying anything. Well, I got to process. She's hurt. She hasn't had proper therapy. So she hasn't been able to work out her conflicts. And for some reason, you're almost trying to act like a counselor to her. Well, what's wrong? Why did you talk about it? Because she hasn't had the opportunity to have true counseling. So you're like a counselor, Kelly. You're triggering something in her that's producing a psychological conflict. And at the same time, you're trying to resolve it with her, and you're unaware of what you even did to make it happen.
Well, that's a lost cause. I mean, she's the lost cause. There's nothing that's going to turn around, period. I mean, that's solid as a rock. 5 years has, you know, they say you do anything too many times, it's a sign of insanity. The point being is that the reputation that's being smeared throughout the office, except for the owners, because they, like you said, I am a valued employee. But, I mean, it's just, I can't, what disappoints me that people can be so weak and not take for what they see instead of the passive-aggressive poisoning that's being done.
Well, that's a problem, though, and see, you talked about a nephew, that the nephew's in charge. There is a problem at the top of that organization. If there is a sickness within your specific workplace and they're not dealing with it, that's a problem. That's a
The problem, right.
Right.
So
I mean,
that's why I'm calling.
She's a problem, but the bigger problem is the structure of the place that you're working has got major problems because they're not dealing with a problem internally that they should be dealing with. And
questionable.
It does not sound like you're going to do it. I mean, they're not dealing with her for whatever reason. And you said when you came to the job initially, it was broken and you helped fix it before she was ever there. What was going on at the time that you came in originally and fixed so
the air was
so
thick. Morale.
I'm sorry?
The air
morale.
Was thick. Morale. Efficiency, saving, you know, it was a little bit more organized, saving money.
So there's problem. I mean, so there's a history of problems. You were able to fix the problems before, but now that there's this toxic personality in the workplace, now that you've come back, it's bigger than you can fix because the problem, you can't fix her because she's got a problem with you. There's a conflict. Is it likely to change? No, because unless she leaves, because the organization from the root, and that's what we're talking about, family root, the organization from the root is contaminated. They don't handle their business according to, you know, the proper way that a company should handle business. They didn't do it in the first place, and you were able to maybe turn things around at one point, but now it's not possible. The only hope that you have is that she leaves and maybe things get fixed, but the problem is bigger than this girl. It's deeper.
I realize that. That's no question.
Well,
so I have to deal with that. The point
is
that I have
to deal
with the environment.
Well, you have to deal with the environment or you leave. I mean, if you come to the realization that this even if she leaves, something is going to probably crop up again in the future with this company because they have problems from the bottom up. I mean, there's no...
That's a given.
So,
it's never happened. Right. It's always been that way. It's always been that way. And I've been able to work with that.
Right, you've been able to work with it, but you're not able to work with it now. And whether you, you know, you can't hinge your career on whether someone leaves or not. And, or whether this person leaves and things improve, if someone else comes in and creates problems again, it's not going to be dealt with. It's not going to be dealt with by the higher ups.
No,
you know,
I'm not leaving it for them to deal with it. I'm dealing with it myself, and
I'm saying you should probably try to look for another place to work. That's a healthier environment, because there's a problem with this, the place that you're working, and it's not going to get fixed just by someone leaving, because it can be contaminated just as easily by them hiring someone else.
That's one solution. That reaching back to this woman leaving, I mean, you know, the question, Kelly, is how much karma you have with this or this company. And if there's something tied in to where you're having conflicts about staying or leaving, this has to do with the unresolved issues, I think, of family dynamics that somehow found their way into the workplace. I don't know of it. Right now I'm not getting that you're leaving. I mean, I think it's an option. You can. But I don't know if that's the ultimate solution. And especially if you are dependent on this work, if it's important to you, you need it for a livelihood or whatever, and you don't really want to leave, I think that this issue, this conflict that you're having where she's setting people against you and she's passive aggressive and all this, I think if you hang in there, it's going to leave. That's going to vanish. It might vanish because she actually physically leaves, or she stops this attitude suddenly. Maybe not. Maybe she'll leave. I'm not sure. But,
But
do you want to leave or do you want to stay, ideally?
No, the job itself, the way it was until she started peeling all of my responsibilities away from me, taking over, I love. And I didn't at one point, you know, back there was several steps and waves working there. They've asked me to come back in the past to help fill in. But this time I stayed because I love it so much. And there's no way I'm going to get paid this much at my age and now doing a lot less. I mean, granted, they say just take the paycheck. You're doing less, so what's the problem? But, you know, you don't take money with you when you die. You take your reputation, and it's being besmirched, and it's turning all of my meditations, the Ho'oponopono, Huna Huna Manana, and all the stuff that I do on a regular basis is not getting me out of my headspace. I don't like it. It's making me negative and bitter and angry.
Well, on a psychic read, I think that's going to change.
Good.
We don't argue
that's not
about
me.
Huh?
It's not me being bitter, mean, and angry. You know, I don't want to be that way. That's not who I am.
Yeah. Right. But what I'm saying is, on a psychic level, the energy at your work is going to change to where you're going to feel more comfortable and gratified about your work performance and your work criteria. I think it's going to change. So
yeah. Good. That's nice.
Yeah. So in staying there, one, stay there. Two, just get through this through understanding that it's just a journey you're on. There's something about the journey of working through this. Three, endurance. Four, meditation and things like this. And five, the expectation that the energy that you have conflict with this woman is going to vanish. I don't know how. It won't matter. It will subside. And then at that point, you will find yourself having full gratification at your job. So you're supposed to be there. That's my read. And this will change. This woman has conflicts. Try to just understand that she's got some ridiculous conflicts. They don't make any logical sense. She's got personality crap going on, whatever. it's going to change. It's like having a, it's like the two-year-old. They're obnoxious, but you don't throw them out. They change over time. Maybe they get worse when they're 14, but this is a phase, a growth phase, Kelly. And I think she'll look at her just like, you know, you've got some issues, and I'm mature enough to work through this. That's what I think you should be doing.
Thank you.
But you can, you know, that's, you, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, it's very possible that this woman will leave, because I think that Kelly is in agreement that the only thing that will change the situation in terms of her personality is her finding another place to work and being out of the workplace, because you don't think she's going to change.
Oh, goodness, no. Especially
right.
Toward me. There's, you know, it's just, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression, you know, that phrase. And with a lot, most of the time when things have been established on a negative sense, well, and it is just solidified, and then it's now become a cult to follow
right.
her. So, you know, there's nothing I can, and it just, it breaks my heart to see people of weaker character than I thought that they had. And that my own, as they say, you know, suffering comes from wanting, and that's why should I expect anything from anyone? And I realize all that stuff. I know all that, but it's still not getting me out of my head, not make, you know, keeping me from being angry. And I'm policing my thoughts, and I go right back to it, just like a, you know, ball bearing right back into its groove again. And I want to get rid of that groove of that thought process of being angry and bitter and frustrated and disappointed. And
well, you have,
yeah.
You see, in the machinery of your inner being, you have an ability, you should have an ability to withstand this spiritual crisis.
Right.
Because if you can
yes.
get through that, that's the true essence of spirit, is that the spirit is tested under turmoil and stress and aggravation.
Yes.
So the measurement
yep.
of your spirit, feel gratified that when you go to work and she's obnoxious or whatever, and you're just in the thick of it and you're starting to lose your balance and you're mad and all this, go just focus back and nurture your spirit and just let that turmoil go and rejoice in the fact that your spirit is strong during stress. And that might
yeah.
help to elevate you to a place to where finally this thing is resolved.
There's, you know, it's interesting because, Kelly, you're a seven, but you have nothing, your linear numbers, there's nothing higher than a seven. So it's going to be a challenge in situations like this for you to maintain your spirituality. And obviously you're having, you know, you're saying, my meditation isn't even working in this situation. I'm, you know, going crazy. So that's...
Yeah.
You know, that's your challenge.
You know, the spirit is immeasurable. There's no bottom to it. So if you're bottoming out, that means you need to tap into the vast reservoir of your spirit and endurance.
Oh, I do. I'm trying. I'm doing everything. Talk to my spirit guide.
And
I know about
why
the spirit guide, my high self. I ask other entities and say, hey, guys, you know, give me some tools here other than the ones obviously I'm trying to maintain, and I still go back to this anger. I'm full of this anger, and obviously there's something else there too, but I just want to get rid of that. So like you said, I have burned sage there all the time. I have crystals around my desk. I mean, I definitely look like a hippie around my desk. So, I mean, I protect myself. I wear the red bracelet on my right hand. I do everything. And you can imagine. And I'm cheerful and smiles. And then when I go home, I want to throw a brick.
Well, you know, I get it. You know, there's in the physicality of this
yes.
situation, there's always going to be a conflict.
That's
but in
I
the
said.
Breath of your spirit, that can override the conflict. And there may be something to tap into that consciousness of your breath. And I know that might sound frustrating to you, but that's what I would explore. If you can't change the outside environment, change the inside. And you don't
right.
have crystals and the guides and everything isn't working. Go back
to
your breath, revisit it,
yep.
connect your breath to your consciousness, and try to get by there.
And the only reason I said suggested leaving as another option is that because of the problems that are, you know, already, I mean, there sounds like the owners of this company are not handling the issues within it properly. And that's not going to change whether she leaves or not. No. So,
well, that's not my issue though. I mean, I've dealt with them before and so I'm not worried about that. That
right.
Part, but it does leave it leaves a bad environment. It's a toxic environment already. And that's what I was turning around, you know, and when I get there, I turn it around, but it's just this time I can't, but breath
right,
is a powerful tool. It really is.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, with she, you're saying you can deal with the owners being irresponsible in terms of how they handle their affairs. And, but now because of her energy, it is a problem for you. So that won't ever change whether she leaves or not, and it could become problematic again. So just expect that even if she leaves, there could be another problem down the road. How many years? Well, you're born in 1964. You've got a lot of years ahead of you in your career too. You're not ready to retire.
My career. My career is. Yeah, this is not even an office job. Is not really my career. I'm a more creative person.
It's where you work.
But this is where because of my business
it's where
of it, it being.
Career. Down. It's your career
right now. Yes, that's where I work. You're right. My point is that, my skills for which I had built my career on is because of the new technology. Well, just the way things are. My industry has waned, and so I'm enjoying this because it's random, and I love random. I love change, and I do love random, and I love surprises. You know, and good and bad, and finding things to fix, and I fix them. I love that. It's fun.
Well, hopefully you got something out of your time today here on the air. And
thank you.
I wish you the best of luck.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. You guys are doing a lovely thing, and thank you again. And stay safe.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, we're, you know, nearing the end of the show here. Only a couple minutes left. A minute and a half.
Yeah, it sometimes the bare essence of breath and the necessities you have. I mean, when you get down to the bare essence of breath and you get into predicaments like at work, think about people prisoner of wars and people who are in horrible, horrible, I mean, intense, life-threatening situations.
Right, and they don't have the option. They're stuck. No,
I mean, there isn't
stuck.
Even a comfort zone.
Right.
They can't go home. They can't. When you get into the sheer element and the agony of pure survival, breath is sometimes the only thing we have. And if you notice, our breathing changes according to our emotions. And there is a certain element of breath that we use when we're at the last rope of our life, when we're at the very last, we usually take this deep breath and we center ourselves. It's the breath that is the leap before tension that is aggravated by tension, but it's the one breath that can get us over to the top energy. And if you notice throughout all existence, it's the breath I think everybody knows about, that one deep breath that you take before you set out to do the last resort. Sometimes it's through the nose, sometimes it's through the mouth, but there's a certain content in it. It's connected to consciousness, and it may just be the last saving grace we have before we accomplish.
Okay. Well, we're on our last breath of the show. So we are back on the air Wednesday. Well, not the last breath. It's just the last breath of today's show.
Of today's show. But it goes into archives, so.
Right. But I mean, you know, we're not, you know, quitting after today.
No.
You know, the show's not ending. So today's show is over, but we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back with you. Bye-bye.